Nerds, welcome to another episode of the Brains, Boobs, Beer podcast. I'm your host, Heather, and on today's episode, I am very excited to be joined by my co-worker and friend and fellow hair colorist, Justin. Yes. So welcome, Justin.
Hello, good people. Hello, good people. This is, sounds like fun, beer, boobs.
We're talking. Well, I appreciate your support by being on.
Glad to be here. It was a fun topic. Once I heard the title, I said I have to do it.
Yeah, I mean the title is intended to be kind of catchy, but there's meaning behind it too. But anyway, welcome. I think we met. I don't know how long it's been.
Year and a half? Almost 2 years.
2 years. I think we were both walking around in our, at that time, building, and we both had bright colored hair. So we were like, oh.
Yeah, I think had blonde hair at that time. Yeah, I think I just had it blonde. Or no, I think maybe it was burgundy. I think it was burgundy.
Yeah. I don't remember. I have no idea what mine color was.
I think it was bluish.
Okay. So I think we saw each other like,
ooh.
Across the room, and right. That needs to be my friend.
Exactly. My eyes met your eyes. I looked at your hair. You looked at my hair. Said, "We got to be friends."
Yep. And then we've interacted ever since, and get to be in some meetings together and enjoy the crazy, the day to day crazy together.
Absolutely. No other way.
Excuse me. So, Justin, can you share with the listeners, like, where does Justin come from? Where did he go to school? How did he get to this point in life and what you're doing now?
Well, how did I get here? Well, I thanks my mom and dad for having that wonderful occasion. Let me stop.
Shout out mom and dad.
Yeah, shout out mom and dad. But what got me to in the field of supply chain is that I was a kid where my mom was consistently making sure we was in a summer camp. Like in between school, it was always something we were doing during the summer. It was a sports camp, but more so we did education. I was more fond of education than like we tried baseball. I hated it. So we got a part of like we had our local college, North Carolina A&T, and they had a summer transportation program. Now, mind you, we're getting a junior in high school, and I'm looking for something to say possibly if I could get paid.
Right.
So we saw that with the transportation summer program, it was like they're willing to pay you like $125 per week and you get to take a college English class. I was like, oh, bet, down. I was like, bet, I'm there. So we applied, we got accepted, and ever since then, like, we got to learn all the different modes of transportation. We had business leaders actually come in and actually do presentations. It was a lot of fun, and they kept saying that this is a field that always changes. And I never wanted to be bored at work because me and boredom do not get along. So I said, hey, let's go for it. And ever since then, I've been in supply chain. I've worked for seed care fertilizer industry. I've been in the car automotive industry. I've been in the cosmetic perfume industry. I've been when wholesales with Sam's Club. I pretty much almost touched every field except for aerospace and government.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been in different roles from inventory planning where I manage like 4 warehouses worth of inventory. I've been in my current role, I'm a planner. I've been a logistics freight analyst. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. And a lot of very different industries with the different industries, but still kind of a similar, I guess, job title, I'll say.
Pretty much, whether it's logistics or you go from, I pretty much stayed on the right side of supply chain. I didn't touch procurement and all that other stuff. The buyer procurement, that's like my brother. But for me, I've been on the right side, like getting the products made and getting it to customers.
Okay. That's funny. And your brother's on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
So is there going to be like your own business?
That's what our dad always been saying, that we need to go into business together so it can happen. I have my own personal life coaching that I love to do on the side because I like to help people become better selves on their terms versus what other people say. because okay. other people can go kick rocks, but I want the person to find what's inside of them and bring out their inner best person.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So when you're not doing supply chain fun, getting products out to those people that really need them, you're doing life coaching. Now, how did you, I guess, which came first and what led you to the other one?
Well, life coaching came first because it was something I didn't know at the time. But when I was 16, I was like, I want to help people because I was always giving advice. I was always trying to help people. And I was like, I really want to do this for a career, but I don't know what it is. Is this a psychiatrist or is this a social worker? I don't know. But then I come like in my 20s, I found out it's called life coaching. And my introduction to it was Tony Robinson when I kept looking at his videos and was like, oh, that's what I want to do. And then supply chain came. Like supply chain was, of course, like saying, okay, go into corporate America, do your thing while you try to find out what you want to make your own. Mm-hmm. And then that's where life coaching came in. And I was just like, okay. And I finally stopped giving myself excuses because we had this wonderful, wonderful thing called COVID going around right now. I said, I'm going to start my business. I'm going to start my life coaching. And ever since then, I actually got me a business coach. I actually just graduated from her program, like this week, actually.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
So now it's just going out and I have my business plan. I have what I need in order to help people. And it's just going out there and doing it.
That's awesome. Do you have a website or?
I'm based out of LinkedIn. So it's just simply looking up Justin Pippen on LinkedIn and you'll find me. You'll see this cool brother with a nice little hat with a pool behind him.
Okay.
It was my wonderful Aggie ambassador days. Like in college, I was pretty much a tour guide for the university. I gave you the whole thing. I danced, I sang, I did it all.
The best tours.
Exactly. I was the guy. If you had an important person that was coming to campus, they called me and said, hey, Justin, what you doing?
Nice. Right. And what university was this?
North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. That's the long name, but NCANT for short. I went to school in North Carolina.
Nice.
It's now actually the largest HBCU or historical Black college and university in the United States right now.
That's awesome. Do you know how big is it? I can look. I can Google.
I don't know square footage wise, but student population wise, there's over 12,000 students there now.
Wow.
It officially beat Florida A&M, which was already a colossal army within itself. So when we had that, I was like, oh, we beat FAMU. What?
Lots of celebration.
Right.
Okay. And then I remember you and our other coworker, Ashley, who also.
Yes. She went to Winston-Salem State University. Yeah. Ugh.
Guys, I remembered some rivalry happening.
Yeah, she's a Rem. I'm an Aggie. We are natural born rivals. The tri-state rivals.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. And it's okay. We sacrifice lambs every day. That's fine.
Oh my goodness. So, okay. So you in the midst of, so you're working your 9-to-5 and in the midst of COVID, you have started your own business. People can find you on LinkedIn. So I'll make sure I include your direct link in the episode notes. So as a life coach, what are you, how do I phrase this? Like do you have your program established or if you're working with people already, like what, can you go into a little more detail about what you are doing or any specific areas you work on with individuals?
Okay. So as far as life coaches, thousands of different life coaches, I more so go into self-love and self-care because at the end of the day, you have all this stuff, but I want to make sure that you love yourself for who you are, not what somebody else tells you. So I have two programs I have where you can schedule like hourly calls, 30-minute calls. I have a calendar link on my LinkedIn. And then I also have an eight-week program. Now, the eight-week program ranges from $2,500 to $5,000 for the 8 weeks. Now, with this, it's a two-part program where we spend the first 2 weeks, if it takes 2 weeks, to actually dive into and get to everything that you want to work on. And then prioritize, say, okay, out of these things that you actually want to achieve or do better, these are the ones we want to focus on for this 8-week program.
Okay.
And then after we get all that squared away, we dive in, we start going through exercises where I will task you to do, it all depends on what your issue is. It's not a one size fit all program. It all depends on the individual, because I don't care for the generalizations. You can't do that with people. Everybody's individual. And that's what makes me different than other life coaches. They try to say you can do this and you can go it across the board. That's not how I work. Mm-hmm. So like I said, an 8-week program or hourly calls, 30-minute calls, whatever works for that individual. And we dive in. And if the person wants to become more confident speaking out in public, have exercises where, hey, do you go to the gym? Like for me, my coach, she said, okay, we're going to make a comfort crushing challenge. She called them. Mm. She says, okay, I want you to go up to 10 people and see if you get $5 from them.
Oh my gosh.
Just 10 random people. I said, okay, let's try it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I had 3 people actually want it. If they had it on them, they would have gave it to me. So I was like, that's cool. The other people, eh. But for me, I'm a thinker. So I understood exactly what she wanted out of me. But those are the same things that I would do with the individual to actually say, okay, you want to get better in terms of public speaking. Let's put you in situations that allows you to do that. Mm-hmm. At your own pace. Yes, I'm going to be requiring you. I'm going to put a timeline on it because, yes, this is an 8-week program. But outside of the 8 weeks, once we're completed with that, we can still set up calls. We can still talk about it. If we need to extend the time, we can extend the time. And it's not with the expense of the program, all we have to, on the individual, all that we have to do is talk about it in terms of payments. It doesn't have to be a flat out $2,500 or a flat out $5,000. And it really depends on how much we have to cover in that 8-week span of time. Mm-hmm. Really, that really dictates the price. And outside of that, it says, welcome to the journey of change. Let's go for it. I believe in you. You obviously want to make a better version of yourself. Let's do it on your terms.
That's awesome. So, and it's so, like you said, basically customizable to, yes,
it's to the individual. It's not a one-size-fits-all program. I refuse.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's so timely because I believe this week, is it this week that's like self-care week or self?
I typically get told these things. I just come up. If you even go on my LinkedIn, I typically do a video like Monday through Friday. Typically when I'm at the gym is when I get all my inspirational thoughts or when I actually figure out what I actually want to talk about. And it's an impromptu. It's not scripted. It's just straight up saying, hey, this is my thought of the day. Let's talk about it.
I love it. I love it. And I've watched some of them on LinkedIn.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's so cool too. Cause as we're recording this, so I started meditation during COVID, and it's really helped me personally. But today's, I do like guided ones, and today's message was individuality and self-care and recognizing like your own personal bravery for choosing your own path.
Right.
So I was like, oh my gosh, look at the universe is all coming together today. Exactly. That's so
They're
nice.
Connecting. They're connecting. You don't see it, but I have my two fingers, my two pointer fingers connecting each other, like touching each other. It's like they're connecting. Nice.
That's awesome. Well, I'll definitely post all the things. I would imagine that with the state of where we are today, there's probably a lot of people that could use a little help when it comes to that self-love in their life and reminding themselves, maybe with a little help.
Yeah, they just need their own personal cheerleader, and I'm the one that helps you. I'm not the one that's going, like, if you're trying to diet and stuff, I'm not the one that's going to try to jump out and take your food away from you. A lot of it is based off taking personal responsibility for your own actions. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to truly change.
Mm-hmm. And what was it called?
Comfort crushing challenge.
Comfort crushing challenge. I love that. Because they say, right, like you won't grow until you're in something uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah. Comfort crushing challenge. I like it. I also like alliteration, so I approve.
Just let's all go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you are in supply chain. You are a life coach, which also is making you your own little entrepreneur. as you're building this business. So are there other things that Justin is very passionate about outside of the 9-to-5 and the side business that I assume will one day be amazing, flourishing main business?
Yes, it will be amazing if I once I get it there. Oh, for me, I'm a pretty laid back person. I love me a good anime. So give me my good fairy tale. I love the adventure and I love a good underdog story.
Okay.
So I can't help it. It's just something about an underdog story. Like your main character, if he's a hothead, but he's going to go through and he's going to make sure his group's good. That's the kind of personality. Those are the type of characters I connect with outside of, say, your Deadpools and stuff like that, because Ryan Reynolds is like one of my favorite actors that I aspire to be in my life. Mm-hmm. Not to be like him, but to aspire to have the freeness that he has with his mouth on a lot of the things that he does.
I'm not a huge like comic person. I don't know much about anime, but the Deadpools, like, I was rolling, like,
yeah, like he just happy dying, and that's the kind of person I like to laugh. I like to sit down and watch movies. I like to go out in nature. I like skydive. I like adventure outside of, like, say, working. I like adventure. I like people watching. Not stalking, but people watching. look, put that out there real quick.
Yeah, I like that clarification. Not stalking, just
people watching.
Watching in public.
Right. It's in public.
It's true, though. We are a strange creature. We are very strange creatures. So I get you. I also enjoy the people watching out in public, not stalking as well. Okay, so you said anime.
Yes.
That explains some of the backgrounds then I've seen, think, on
some of our meetings. I forget that I need to take them down.
What's that?
What you see in our meetings that I sometimes forget to take down.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we should just have like an anime-themed day. I'm sure there's other people that are fans. I will go learn. Find an anime.
Well, there's so much out there.
Yeah.
You just have to pick what's your fancy, and you have your school related ones, you have your demon slayers, you have your blood ones, you have the ones that, because this is your channel, you have like Goblin Slayer, where on the first episode you have goblins trying to rape out these girls and ripping their clothes off and trying to rape them. Yeah, it's
good.
It's,
Lord.
Yeah, the Japanese don't give two shits.
No.
The sexual endos are strong.
And it's funny, I've heard kind of, it's like two polar opposites that exist in Japan. My sister was stationed there for a little while, and it's the public is very polite and very conscientious, and, you know, everything's clean. And then there's this like underlayer of just some quirky stuff.
Oh, yes. And don't know how, but they always try. There's very few animes where not all the girl characters have big boobs. It's just like, oh, and they're just there, and they are not scared to flaunt them. They're not scared to make them jiggle. They don't strip, whatever have you. I'm just like, oh, okay, Japanese don't give two fucks. Says, okay, this is cool.
So which which kind of, I guess, anime genre do you prefer, of like what you were mentioning, the different school?
I like an adventure one. Like currently right now I'm watching Jujutsu Kaisen, which is like, you have special people are gifted to see curses, which would otherwise say present day demons in a sense.
Okay.
And you go about a journey of one guy in particular. He's your regular guy, but he's like super strong, athletic, the whole nine. And he somehow is the vessel for the king of the curses. His name is Sukuna, and he accidentally ate one of the fingers of this guy because he has 10 fingers. He has 10 fingers that have been cut off to try to pretty much keep him bound, in a sense.
Okay.
And this one guy, when he was fighting a curse trying to save his friends, he didn't know what it was. He just saw it was a monster trying to kill his friends. He's fighting, and the monster wants the finger, because if the monster consumed the finger, he gets stronger. He throws throws the finger up. He swallows it. The next thing you know, he's now the vessel of the king of the demons, and you get to see that interaction between him and, say, like, if you were possessed, it's like, this is what it would feel like. And it's just like the fight scenes are epic.
Nice.
Blood and gore. I'm really simple. Give me some blood, gore, not senseless, but give me reasonable blood and gore. Give me my violence.
Mm.
And I'm good. Give me some laughs. I'm happy.
I like that I swing from laughs to gore.
Yes.
Are you a horror fan then too? Yes. Like a horror movie
my
fan?
Falls. Give me my Jasons.
Well, okay.
I love a good scary movie. I actually look to scary movies to get scared, because it's hard to scare me with those things. So when I actually find one that scares me or unnerves me, I'm like, ooh, I like this.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not particularly a horror. I don't need to see people getting chopped up. Like, that's not scary to me or of interest particularly, but I like a very good, like, suspenseful one, I guess. So
keeps you guessing. Keeps you guessing.
Yeah. And because I'm really bad about I have a couple friends that they like don't want to see movies with me anymore because I figure it out in the beginning. So if a movie, I don't know what it is, I think I just catch on to the like foreshadowing really quickly.
I'm like that too. That's why I try to look for something that I can predict.
So for a movie to actually surprise me, I'm very excited, like when I don't see something coming, or if it's just really well done with the suspense part. So friends of mine had recommended the newest version of the Invisible Man.
I actually seen that, and that was actually really good.
Yeah, and they've been doing movie like themes each month and everything during quarantine. So they were like, oh, you should watch that one. Like, it's like the most ever, they said it's the most I've ever seen done with like nothing, basically, in a movie. Mm-hmm. Like, they did the most with the least. But I really enjoyed that one. So that's the kind I do like the jumpy. But I don't know about the blood. But I'm gonna have to explore anime. I'm gonna find. For next week in our meeting, I'm going to find an anime background that I feel I can relate to.
Let's go for it. I'll be right there with you.
Awesome. That's awesome. Anything else that you like to do in your free time? Maybe
video games. And okay. I like to build model kits in particular. Like I'm starting to build like a bunch of Gundam model kits. Gundams was like something I grew up on. It was like a cartoon I grew up on. It's just like Japan actually has their own Gundam there, which I actually want to take. At least one point in my life, I need to go see this Joker, because not only is it built, but the Joker can move.
Can you define those terms for me?
A Gundam is like a robot, but a person can pilot it. So they have like a shield. Oh, okay. They all different kinds of Gundams. You have those that are gun oriented, those are sword oriented. They just take on different shapes and forms. And it was like a little cartoon called Gundam Wing. And it was just like people live out in space. You have like the Earth colony, but all the wars are like in space with these mobile suits, what they would call them.
Okay.
And it's pretty much having a war with armor.
I feel like we're headed that way now.
Yeah, exactly, which is quite scary to me. With Japan being the first one, I'm like, okay, United States, what we doing?
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh my goodness. Especially if we're landing things on Mars, you know?
Yeah, and the only other thing, it's video games, and video games is right there with my animes. I like a good blood, gore, and violence, but in particular, my favorite video game is God of War. It's where I learned pretty much all my Greek mythology, whether it's real or fake.
But that's the one you know.
Yeah, that's the one I know. I get introduced to your gods. Like the first one, it's like it takes you through a journey. Like the first one, you're serving Ares, and Ares betrays you in a sense, because Ares gets you to kill your wife and child. So you're covered with their ashes, and the first game, you're trying to go kill Ares. Second game, you're trying to kill Zeus, actually. Yes. You're trying to go after Zeus. The first go around. And
just going straight to the top.
Yeah, exactly. Just go straight to it. No, actually. No, the first game you're trying to fight Ares. The second game you're trying to kill the Titans. Going after the Titans. You're servicing the guys and you're killing the Titans. The third game is when you're going after Zeus. And you're fighting both Titans and the gods to get there. And then the fourth one that just came out, you're now in Norse mythology. So you get to see Thor. You have it where it's building up to where Kratos will have to fight Thor. You get to see like that domain. You get to see the giants that they talked about and all that stuff. It's like really beautiful. You get to see the world snake. And your child, when you look through, it's a big spoiler, your child is Loki.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you go through an experience. You get to fight the Valkyries, like Odin's selective army. It's just really allows you to immerse into that zone. Other than that, I am always a fan of Grand Theft Auto. I love a good RPG. I'm playing Elder Scrolls, which is like your what's that? World of Warcraft related in a sense. And yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, now I'm really curious about the God of War because I loved mythology in school. Mm-hmm. So now I'm intrigued, like, how consistent is it with the, you know, the storylines?
They have some truth. Like, you have the Hydra. The Hydra is actually in the first game with the nine-headed serpent. You don't fight all nine heads, but you fight most of the heads and then the key head. Of course, you have titties all out and everything, whether it's monster or woman. You have where you can't have sex with the women, but you don't see it, but you hear the moan, and you have to do a little button sequence so you get orbs.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, it gives you, like I'm saying, it gives you the full Greek experience.
Well, okay then. Oh my goodness, that's funny. Yeah, I haven't really been the video game person. I think, but like growing up, my parents were like, nah. So it never called to me.
See, most of my cousins, we all played video games. So like we had an older sister as well. So when it came to those M17 and older games, we typically got our sister to buy them.
Nice.
Yeah, our dad, he was cool. So as long as it's just violence, he don't care. But when it comes to nudity, then he had to ask our mom. It was like, well, here we go. Okay, so this is where you come in.
That's awesome. Well, and at least like a lot of these things you can still do during quarantine.
Like quarantine still really didn't affect me, other than it just limit how much like actions you could do. Like you go to the mall, but do you really want to go to the mall?
Yeah.
Do you really want to go to these places? Like, I swear, these parks around where I stay, they weren't barely any people there ever since this quarantine. They just all want to be all out there. It's like, yeah, can we go back to when it was before quarantine where y'all didn't come out here?
Now suddenly everybody wants out when they're supposed to stay in. Of course. I guess that's just human nature. Well, I was just reading an article from, I forget the name, but it caught my eye because it was a theory that by like April, we could have 50% herd immunity for COVID. And I was like, what? So I was reading through the article, but it was from actually somebody from like Johns Hopkins. So I was like, okay, so this is pretty legit in terms of, this is definitely somebody who wrote this that would know or understand it far more than I would. So I was like, well, that's kind of exciting, I hope. Right. Like, but it seemed awfully optimistic, but I'm glad there's some optimism out there.
Yeah, but one way or another, I'm still wearing my mask, so I don't care whether we have herd mentality or whatever, I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah. Well, and I hope people do that moving forward. Like, I hope it's not we get out and people take off masks and then somebody gets sick and it happens all over again. Like,
turn it to the South. South don't really understand this concept.
Oh, Darn it.
Yeah, they don't really understand. They're the ones that probably contributing to that herd mentality type of thing. Like, I'm gonna just get through it. If I die, I die. Because them fuckers down there no. You tell them, oh, you need to wear a mask. That is against my civil liberties. I need to speak to your manager.
But I've heard that happening up here too. I've not been witness to it, but I've heard people that have witnessed it.
Yeah, it's very entertaining for me.
That's a good word for it.
Yes, I find I have to find better words to describe things that are like annoyance and say it's entertaining. Well, it's a new perspective. I didn't think of this way.
Right. Let me get my popcorn.
Exactly. Let me get my popcorn. Let me give me a little buzz and let's go for it. We're going to go all out. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm your audience at this point. Let's just have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
How far are you willing to go?
Yeah. That's it. That's a good way to approach it. Like, and it's, you're not going to change the people that.
Exactly. Some of these people are so serious, they're going to do whatever they can to disobey this whole mask thing, which ain't that big of a deal, but it's against my civil liberties. I should not have to wear a mask. I'm like, fuck off. Wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I kept waiting for lawsuits, like, where, you know, somebody was, like, didn't wear their mask around other people, even though asked, and then somebody got sick and tried to trace it back, like, but I haven't even heard any.
Yeah, if they did, then they've probably been limited, like, even with amusement parks. Like, surprisingly, I actually went to Orlando during, like, when it was first becoming big in that July. Man, people was like, I'm so scared to go to amusement parks. Man, Orlando, Florida was like Universal Studios and Island of Adventure was one of the most cleanest darn places you could have been in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, they gave you hand sanitizer before you got on the ride, and we're not talking about like a little squish. We're talking about a glunk. This was about a quarter size worth of hand sanitizer that smelled like Jack Daniel's honey in your hand prior to you getting on a ride. They constantly cleaning everything. They have mist where they have, like, disinfectant in the mist. Man, there was no. Wow. If you got COVID, they had areas where if you needed to take off your mask because it was just so hot, they had areas designated for it. If you were walking outside of those designated areas, somebody that worked at us, they put your mask up. Like, they did not play at all.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad. And that's good news. Shout out to Florida because I feel like
Orlando, Florida. With the amusement parks, not all of Florida. All of Florida, no.
Well, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I'm not giving all of Florida. They still reckless down
there.
They
don't all get credit.
Yeah, they all reckless down there still.
Oh, man. Well, so in your experience, I'm going to come back to the work and the life coaching and everything. Now that we've heard some of your hobbies that fortunately you get to continue during COVID. Going back to, like, the work experience, the different industries and companies that you've worked at, and then as you're building your own brand and business, do you have any advice you would give to listeners? I mean, you know, they might be at any stage in their career. Are there some lessons you've learned along the way that you could share?
I have a few. One of the biggest ones, don't take no's as it's the end of the story. You need the no's to appreciate the yes. I have been through personal experience. I'll share this. My job that I'm at now is my 12th job that I've had since I've been up here in New Jersey. And I've only been up here for about going on 6-7 years now.
Wow.
I have been unemployed. I have been in these different wonderful positions that they tell you, oh, it's a contract to hire. But when it came to hiring me, they had a change of business need or they needed something else. And I got let go of. And so it's never be scared to take risk. Mm-hmm. Never take the no as it's the final end to the chapter. Be willing to accept who you are, because ultimately you're spent. For a job and a career, you're spending majority of your life at work. Mm-hmm. If you don't like what you do, find something else.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find something else that's under somebody, make it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, make sure that said, not only are you making sure ends are met, but go after your own goals. They can always replace you. Mm. It sucks, but they can always replace you. So live your life. And if the people don't like you, oh, the fuck well. Move on.
Yeah.
I've been declined for so many times that I can't even count.
And I know I love your, you gotta, I forget how you worded it. I'll have to go back and listen to get the quote, but about like, you gotta hear the no's to appreciate the yes.
Yes.
And there's, I think so many people have had to be flexible or have a surprise change in the last year, you know? So, or have heard, no, thank you, you know, maybe anymore. Thanks, but no, thank you. So I think that's a really good point. And I also like the, you know, own yourself, right?
Yeah, you got to be who you are, because at the end of the day, you have to deal with you. They only deal with a version of you. Typically, business, they only deal with the business side of you. They don't get to see your full personality. Unlike some of my coworkers like you, you actually get to see the full me. In certain situations.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing Justin to work.
Because I'm like, because at this point, because I've been through so many declines, I've been through so many interviews, I got so many, oh, you're just not a fit for this position type emails. I'm like, look, I might as well be who I am. And yeah. If they don't like it, oh, well, I'll find a company that likes me. It's just y'all missing out on a blessing. That's all.
That's right. No, see, this whole conversation is so timely because I was just thinking about that. I was having a couple of rough days. And so I was like, and then something just clicked in my brain, basically along those same lines of like, listen, I am who I am. And there's plenty of people that I interact with that seem to appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I get shit done. Like, so what? My hair's, you know, Cookie Monster Boo right now. What does that matter? Like, most of the time, you're not even seeing me anyway.
Right.
So I'm remote.
And that's like, one of the biggest things, like, for me to have my the different hair colors, it's a big deal, because as we know, America is not unracist, and America has racism everywhere, whether people want to accept it or not. So in the South, we're taught if we colored our hair, if we had dreads, we had braids, we wouldn't get a job. I actually heard recruiters tell people at career fairs, it's my job to not remember you because of what they had on. It had nothing to do with their skill set, but just because of the way they looked, they discriminated. And I'm like, being up here and being able to change the color of my hair and it not really affect anything, it was great. Now, I can't say that for every job, because there was one job I was for 2 days and they said I wasn't a good fit. But I'm like, how am I not a good fit with 2 days worth? I barely got my feet wet here.
I'm like, I just got my computer.
Exactly. I just met y'all. What do you mean?
Yeah.
But it just... you just have to be who you are. And whether it's in relationships, friendships, or whatever, you have to be you. If you're not you in anywhere other than when you're by yourself, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we're lucky where we are and what we're doing. There is a, I guess, I don't know if promotion is the right word, but there's a communicated desire that people come to work as they are, right?
Exactly.
And that even there's though a place for everyone.
Yeah, and they try to put that banner, and a lot of us know that it's not really true, but it's nice that you're saying it.
Yeah.
At least acknowledging it.
Yeah, there's an effort to try to change some thinking, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then our crew is just pretty funny anyway.
Yeah, I'm the wild card of my group, so there's very little that they don't expect from me at this point.
But I think so, and from an outside of your crew perspective, I think they needed the little shake up. Like, I enjoy seeing it.
Exactly. Like, they do need the shake up. Like, we have our little huddle meetings. I'm the wild card. I said, okay, Jesse, you picked a topic. Okay, I'm gonna come out with some random ass one. Okay, if you could relate if you could think yourself of as a Greek god, who would that god be?
Nice.
let's just go. I don't care whether you believe in multiple gods or not. Let's just have some fun here.
Yeah. Well, and it's just a good thought exercise.
Exactly.
Like, get out of the norm, right?
Yeah, and like Thursday we had
outside the box.
Exactly. Like Thursday we had a theme I came up with, just we couldn't come up with any topics. I said, okay, I don't think we've done this. Your favorite superhero. There was only three of us out of the six or seven of us in the group, and the three, as one of my coworkers called us, the faithful three. It was like, okay, we didn't have the turnout that we had. Okay, we're going to make this topic for Tuesday because we need the turnout. And I said, I got you when it comes to this message. So I sent out a message saying, okay, since we, by the power invested into the faithful three, as one of us called us, we're going to establish that we're going to redo this topic because we didn't get the representation that we need. And we need it. So this time, like instead, like for the first time I sent out the message to the group, I had like two people dance and said, let's have some fun. This time I put Avengers Assemble. And then I said, and for those who are DC fans, I put like the Lego Batman, like the Lego Justice League running.
I love it. That's awesome.
Like, let's just go for it. Let's go all out. This is our time to let our hair down. Let's let our hair down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think having that, in my experience, regardless of company, when you have a little more personal connection, right, with the people you interact with a lot at work, it makes it easier to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Like if there's that little bit more than just a hello, you know, sir, I need this by this time. Thank you. Like if there's
that's
some
boring.
So, yeah. Well, not only is it boring, but like, but there, once you start having a personal connection with somebody, I think you're more willing to like help when they need help, or, you know, have a little more transparent conversation of like, listen, man, I can't right now, but here's why. Right. Right. Instead of just a yes or no.
Get away from me.
Yeah. Or that. But anyway, well, those are excellent tips. Thank you so much.
No problem. Glad to give them all out.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the last kind of topic that I usually loop in is beer. So it's still early in the day. I got some other things I need to do today. So I'm not
somewhere.
Anything but coffee right now. But are you currently drinking any beer or specific drinks that like you're enjoying? What's your quarantine drink?
Well, I've actually changed my quarantine drink. Of right now it says 5 o'clock somewhere, so I've been in like little vacation mode, so I've been sipping on my little brandy and sweet tea lately.
Nice.
And that's been my little drink. I'm typically a gin drinker, but I've switched to brandy for some god-given reason. I'm just like, hey, I'm not denying or mad about it, because whites typically give me headaches where brown doesn't. So I'm all for it, and it's cheap, so it's a win-win in my case. Beer, I'm not much of a beer drinker. The first beer I blame because I was exposed to beer when I was in Kentucky with when I was working at Toyota for a co-op, and they had Heineken. So the first beer I actually had was a Heineken. Ever since then, everything tastes like a Heineken to me in terms of a beer, and I can't take it. Like, I hated the Heineken. Hated it.
Oh, no.
So then, like, the first beer I actually took down, like, it's two occasions. I had to drink a sangria just to get a Corona down, because I don't believe in wasting liquor. Like, I don't believe in wasting alcohol. Waste not, want not.
Yeah. I try not to leave any behind either.
Exactly. And then the third time, I was with an old job, and they took all the salesmen and the inventory analysts, because we were pretty much their backup. They took us to bowling and wine and beer. I tried a Yingling, and it tasted like popcorn. And that was the only reason why I was able to get it down. Only reason.
Interesting.
Otherwise, I just can't. I stick with spirits all day long. I could do them.
Yeah. I don't discriminate. I like beer. I like liquors. I like wine. I like champagne. I like. There's not too many that I've met that I'm not willing to try, I'll say. Well, enjoy your brandy and sweet tea. That sounds, and that, like, I always think, for some reason, I associate brandy with, like, a fireplace and like cold weather. So yeah,
it's cold. It's definitely cold outside.
It is definitely cold in New Jersey right now. So that seems like a terrific drink. And then sweet tea. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Actually, good sweet tea. Northern sweet tea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not the North sweet tea. Like, go for, like, if you go into your grocery store, go to Gold Peak. Gold Peak sweet tea is equivalent, almost there in comparison to the South.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's your best bet in the North.
Yeah, that's your best bet. If you really you want your closest thing to sweet tea from the South, it's Gold Peak for me.
All right. I'm going to make sure I put Gold Peak.
Exactly. Too. Make sure we re-mention it. Gold Peak. This is your free advertisement right here. Gold Peak sweet tea.
I know. Maybe they'll give me some. Maybe right. They'll give us some cash or some free tea.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for sharing your story and your time today. And I guess cheers. Like,
hey, cheers to it all. Clank, clank, clank.
Hey nerds, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. What another amazing person with great ideas and insights. If you want to keep in touch, check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook via the handle Brains Boobs Beer. I've also started a Discord server, so if that is your preferred method of communication, look for that also as Brains Boobs Beer server. And then periodically, I do post blogs on the website. You can also link to episodes and send us a note there if you want to connect with anyone, or perhaps if you want to be on an episode. And that website is www.brainsboobsbeer.com. Cheers.